Seder Taras. Today we begin the new Seder. And this is our last Seder in Shisha Sidur Mishnah. Going back to when we first started back in September 2018. It's been quite a journey. And now we begin the last Seder. So there's actually two introductions over here. One from the Rambam to the entire Seder. And then there's an introduction just specifically to Masechet Kelim. So we'll begin today briefly with the Rambam's introduction to the whole Seder. And then tomorrow with the introduction to Masechet Kelim. Masechet Kelim happens to be the biggest Masechet in Shas with regards to Mishnayos, not in Gemara. You know, Gemara is Baba Basra, but in Mishnayos, Masechet Kelim is the largest Masechet, total of 254 Mishnayos. So we'll be on this one for a while. And let's begin with the Hakdama from the Rambam. It says the Rambam, Achakach chilek ha-maimer b'taharis. So we have this Seder of Taharis. V'hizcha, we begin with the Masechta of Kelim. It's the first Masechta in the Seder of Taharis. V'inyan, its topic, lichlol ikrei ha-tumah, to include the ikr, the main tumah, the main principles of tumah. V'lizka kol mashu mekabal tumah, to mention everything which is mekabal tumah, susceptible to tumah. V'she'enu mekabal tumah, that which is not susceptible to tumah. To know all of these things, v'hevi, then afterwards, after Masechet Kelim, will be we bring the Masechet of Olos, and Olos v'inyani l'daber al tumas meis. In Olos, we discuss tumas meis, when a mace, a corpse is found in a tent or any kind of structure that resembles a tent. You have the tumah of oil. V'hiktim azoyis Masechet b'shloshi kashim mikol tumos, and Masechet Olos, the tumah of tumas meis in an ol, is from the hardest of the Tumos. And therefore, that's the one that comes first after Kelim. And then afterwards, we'll have the Masechta of Nega'im. V'inyonei shu medaber b'tumas tzaras. We discuss the Tumah of Tzaras. That a Mitzorah is, Shem Mitzorah yitame b'ol. Because a Mitzorah will also become tamei through Tumas Oel. V'yishbuk sas dimyan, it has some comparisons to Tumas Meis as well. Mitzorah is like Chashav Kameis, as will be explained in the Masechta. So we have first is Taharis, the first is Kelim, second is Olos, third is Nega'im. Then once we finish discussing Tumas Meis and those and the things that are comparable to Tumas Meis, Baladab will come to speak Benyan Tara, Hamataharis Menatuma, the things that are Metar one from Tuma. And that is what the Para Aduma. And therefore we bring after the Masechta of Nega'im, we bring Masechta of Para, which is for the Para Aduma. Once we complete discussing Tumos, Hachamuras, the stringent Tumos, and how one's Metar himself, Diber, we start discussing B'inyan HaTumos HaKalos, the more light and lenient Tumos. She'aimim Ela Herav Shemesh, that all there is Herav Shemesh, means they dip in the mikveh, and that night they become Tar once the sun sets. V'sider Achar Paras, therefore after Paraduma, after Para, which is the Paraduma, we're being the Masechet of Taharis, Masechet of Taharis. So in the Seder of Taharis, we have a Masechet called Taharis as well. V'kara Shema Taharis, B'losh Nekiya, Shari Hadibor Ba'hi B'tumos V'od, B'tumos. So it's discussing Tumos, but we use Lashon of Tara as Lashon Nekiya, like a better Lashon to use. V'od Shi Yediyas HaTumos Matzvich L'das Inyan Tara. The ones you know the Inyan of Tumos, you have to know the Inyan of Tara, how to become pure. Okay, I'm not sure what that means. Let's keep going. He's just bringing to light that, you know, the Seder is called Taharis and the Masechta is called Taharis. Not to worry about it. It's okay. Once we are done discussing the more stringent tumos, and how one purifies himself from them, and we discussed now the more light, the lenient tumos. So then after that, we bring the dinim of tara. After the masechta taras, we bring mikvaos, going to the mikvah. Then after mikvaos comes nida, after all of these tumos that we're discussing. Because nida is not applicable to everybody. It's only applicable to women, not to men. Therefore, nida comes after mikvaos, after all these tumos. the Achar Nida, and after Masechta Nida, we have Masechta Machshirin. And the truth is, V'anachan Chaylotat Nida Zavim. Really, after Nida should be Masechta Zavim. Because Nida and Zavim are in the same category. It's both where there's this emission from the body. However, Aval Hikta Machshirin comes before Zavim because of the way it's written in the Psukim. Because the Parsha of Machshirin is first in Vayi Bayom HaShmini, whereas the Parsha of Zavim is later in Zostiya Torah Samatsora. Okay, now after Masechta Zavim, we have Masechta of Tful Yom, as the pasuk says, Zos Torahs Hazav Vashartesi Venu Shich Vazara. The Elu HaTamos HaMukdamos, these earlier Tamos, Kulan, all these Tamos, what they share in common is that the Mitame, the whole guf, the whole body of a person, meaning when a person touches it, his whole body is Tame. So now that we're done with that topic, we discuss being metame just one aver. And therefore, the Sidur Achar Tfulyum, after the Masechta of Tfulyum, we have the Masechta of Yadayim, where we discuss Tumma of just of the hands. And then after Yadayim, we have the Masechta of Uktzin. And Uktzin is all the way at the end, because it's pulled out of like the ways of logic. Ve'en le'ikah b'kasev. With Uktzin, we complete the Seder. A total of 12 Masechtos in Taharis. So let's go over them again. We said there was Kalim is 1, and then Alos is 2, then Nega'am was 3, then Parah was 4, then Taharis was 5, and then we had... where are we? Mikvos was 6, Nida was 7, Machshirin was 8, Zavim was 9, Tvulyom was 10, Yadayim was 11, then Uktzin is 12. All right, we'll hold it here.